This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Program he's building. Keep in mind, Brandon Huntley Hatfield. He played for the B-Maze Elite team, right?
Yes,
I believe that's correct. So we'll get his thoughts on a number of things. Always good to visit with Bobby Maze. That'll happen here in about 15 minutes. All right, I got to tell you guys what happened here earlier.
Yeah, today. I'm dying to know.
So I'm sitting outside at about I'm sitting out there at like half an hour before the show, right?
Okay.
And all of a sudden, Will Stevens, he's out there cutting the grass, right? He's a young go-getter. He's got a side hustle. Nate pays him a little money to come over here and mow the grass at Fan Run Central. And so he's out there getting after it, making a little side money. I'm in here getting ready for the show. All of a sudden, Will runs in. He's only been mowing for like 10 minutes, right? He runs in, and he's bustling. Is the best way I can. He's going back and forth to the restroom. He's going back into the storage closet. He's getting things, and he looks
stung.
He looks a little rattled.
Okay.
And I don't think anything of it, but he just keeps moving around. And finally, I'm like, Will, what are you doing? And he goes, I ran over a baby bunny.
Did he kill it when he ran over it?
He ran over it with a lawnmower.
Oh,
yeah, Bear.
No.
I think it's dead.
No. Captain, no, I've been on landscaping crews where it hasn't.
This is an ex-bunny. It didn't make it. It's not going to pull through, okay? He ran over with a 42-inch riding lawnmower.
Yeah, no, I've seen one ran over big deck John Deere with the tank controls on it. But what you got to do is you got to put it out of its misery. That's what I was getting at. Is he running around out here while that baby bunny's out there in agony?
He's a little bit rattled.
Oh, God.
He's a little bit rattled. Like, like IRL shook up, and I could sense this, and I'm like, look,
he's
man.
Soft.
Just go home. If you're that rattled, just you finish it tomorrow or something. He's like, no, I'm almost done. I'm like, all right.
So he's just got to, like, regroup for a second?
Well, he was picking some of it up. I mean,
it
made a mess. He was going to put it in a trash bag or something.
No.
He won't leave bunny guts everywhere outside.
No. Nah, you just leave it out there. One of those turkeys or owls or something.
Well,
he
said that him and Tucker from the overtime crew had seen this family of newborn baby bunnies. And
they've been following
their progression or something. This is the first I've heard of it. I didn't know we had baby bunnies here.
Wow.
And so anyway, he does whatever he did out there, and he goes about his mowing. Not 10, maybe 15 minutes later, he comes back in. I turn around. He's white as a ghost. It happened again. I hit another one.
He hit another.
Yeah. And he's almost in tears, dude. Like, don't. You might not want to bring it up to him when he comes back later tonight. He is.
Wow,
my man is shook.
I feel like Will is the type of guy, too, to, like, consider that cold-blooded murder. Like, that's how he's going to take it as. Not an accident happened. That's unfortunate.
And so this time, and I'm like, dude, just leave it there. I know this sucks, but it's a baby bunny, okay?
Right.
It's an animal. It's nature.
It.
Whatever, man. Just leave it alone.
Circle of life.
He says, no. I got to take this one down to the river. It's still alive.
This is just... I don't know what to say.
Has been rendered speechless.
So,
yeah. This is not...
Will Stevens, buddy.
Do we have to keep...
He says, okay. I saw it happen. I saw it hopping around with one
oh,
leg.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah, let's Let's do something else, man. Can we?
I have more questions.
No. This is not worth
it. Did he swaddle the bunny carcass? He swaddled it?
I don't know what he did.
I
wasn't going out there, okay? But my man was – he was shook. He was rattled. And I said, dude, what – are you not paying attention to where you're going on that lawnmower? He said, oh, yeah, I've been looking for him. I said, well, you hit two bunnies within 15 minutes, bro. I don't think you're paying attention well enough right now. He's coming in. Yeah. All right. We might talk about it. It's kind of a touchy subject.
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah. If you're talking to him later, kind of
approach it gently.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Don't call him a bunny murderer.
865-546-8200.
What a ridiculous story on a Friday.
It's fan run radio, man.
Yeah. Anything can happen.
You never know what kind of insanity you're going to be walking into in this place.
At least we don't have people fighting in the parking lot. You see this video on Twitter? The one that people have referred to as Kurt Angle in the streets?
It might
be for later, but the streets are crazy out there nowadays.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. When you wake up on a Friday morning and Kurt Angle is trending online, you never know what that might entail either. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Phil this afternoon on the show. Good afternoon, Phil.
Boys, how are you?
Philly!
How you Baron Fables doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Sounds like Fables got some competition. Got Rivers coming up the alley now. Pretty cool, you know?
I mean, the stable, the recruiting base that we have to work from here at Fan Run, it's deep, Phil.
Well, maybe you should have let Rivers talk another 5 minutes instead of that last 5 minutes. Might have improved the show a little bit.
Whoa.
You didn't like the story?
No, it was horrible.
It was horrible.
I'm kind of with Phil on this.
Guys, I enjoyed hearing Rusty Andrews. I mean, that guy deserves hearing, have some good times in Tennessee baseball. But $50 million, I just don't see UT's going to do that. Let's get real.
I'm a little skeptical myself. It would have to be major donations, right? This would have to be Peyton, Larry Pratt, the Haslams, folks like that getting together and saying, listen, we'll go ahead and stroke the check. You guys go and make this happen. But it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. And that place is landlocked. I don't know why you just go ahead and put it over near UT Hospital, all that land out there, and build a nice stadium and have plenty of parking.
Because Coach Vitello, he wants it on campus proper. He wants it on
that
the campus.
That is on campus. It's right there. It's right there by the UT Hospital.
No.
That's the campus, ain't it?
No, that's not what he's talking about. He wants it down there with the arena and the stadium.
Okay. Well.
I'm just telling you what he said on our show, man. He wants it on campus.
Yeah.
Not at UT Hospital.
And nobody has any common sense over there. That's the reason why we're in our predicament we're in now, you know what?
I don't know that it's a predicament. Baseball is in a good spot right now. And, yeah, we're the athletics department, through years of financial mismanagement, is in a tough spot. But baseball is healthy right now. If we keep this guy, come up with the money, the location of the ballpark is fine, in my opinion. But you got to keep him, because if he were to leave or something, then you're back at square one, and who knows what the demand for those tickets and those luxury seats and all that stuff is like going forward without him.
Yeah. Well, we hopefully won't have to go to that. I want to talk a little bit about Davey Hudson ripping Catholic High School this morning on the 3-and-out.
What?
I don't understand what's going on.
Davey Hudson?
Yeah, he was pontificating. Yeah. He was. I mean, normally if I wasn't on there, I'd call it talking out as you know what, but he didn't exactly cover himself in glory this morning.
I mean, it's not Catholic's fault that Lenoir City's horrible and everything.
What did he say about Catholic?
He's trying to act like the ball players weren't ranked good because they went to Catholic and Battleground Academy and Brentwood Academy and all them schools got more prestige. Well, it's funny that Brentwood Academy hadn't won state in 5 years. I mean, Catholic's in the big boy league now, which is Brentwood Academy and NBA and Briarcrest. Does Davey Hudson know that?
They're also
where the best coaches are and best players.
Yeah, Davey.
In the state of Tennessee.
What you talking about, Hudson? The Lenoir City Bulldog trying to come at Phil and the Altar Boys on a Friday morning. Know your role.
But guys, I don't know. This whole thing. I just hope Tennessee can win Sunday, and then you play Tuesday. Your three wins from going to the grand finale, right?
I believe so. Is that? Now, if we win Sunday, we play again on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes.
Correct.
And then you're in the winner's bracket. If you win that game, you don't play again until Friday?
I believe so. It's set up just like the regional was, that first bracket. And then once it gets to the championship, it's set up like a three-game series like it is in super regionals.
Cool River's doing more than Fabulous now. What's Fabulous doing? Twiddling his thumb now?
I was reacting to Russell's story about the dead bunny. That's what I was doing.
You're getting popped to poor. Listen,
I feel like
you morons out there, you twidiots, stop tweeting at poor Will Stevens.
Oh, no.
About killing the bunny.
Oh no,
he's getting lit up over it. He's had a tough day. He's been working hard, and he doesn't need you morons on social media talking about his unfortunate situation.
You call our listeners morons now?
Yes.
Wow.
The people who are tweeting at Will Stevens right now are morons. You're bad people.
Probably the same people who cut their waffles like bear.
Wow.
Yes.
Cut your mic off.
These are definitely the roll the waffle up and eat it like some sort of burrito people out there.
I'm glad you're going to have Bob Bell Mays on here in a little while. Hope y'all ask him some good questions and have a good interview with him. And I want to ask y'all a football question before I get off here. Bears got ties to the KIL football. Is that Walter Nolan, is he going to Powell, or is this the biggest secret in America? What's going on? Y'all know anything?
That's the rumor around town right now, is that he's going to Powell.
Or Catholic.
And no, they zeroed in. It's supposed to be Powell, and that former VFL Marlon Walls may be coaching at Powell soon.
Wow. I knew Bear would have the answer for me.
Thank you, Phil.
Bear in Rivers. W and Fabulous need to step it up. See?
What the heck?
Everybody's a critic. Phil, I mean, who needs a program director at Fan Run Radio when you've got Phil?
Phil?
He's got our weekly assignments and grades every single day.
He's not the only one. Who all does that? Westchester, Willie. Those were our long-term callers.
Jeff says, in a rare instance, Davey Hudson is correct.
Davey's an idiot. How
about that?
All right.
Stay with us. The drive continues when we rejoin you. Bobby Mays joins the show. We'll talk a little Tennessee basketball with B. Mays coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith, Bear, Rick Butler, all cruising along with you. Friday afternoon edition of the show. Pleased to be joined right now by very special guest, VFL Bobby Mays, joining the festivities on a Friday afternoon. Bobby, what's going on? Bobby Mays, you with us? Hello, hello. All right, we'll see if we can reconnect with Bobby Mays. Had him on the phone for a second there. We'll see if we can get him on the show in just a minute. Gives me a chance to remind you, program brought to you at times by our friends with G3 Help Me Hotlines, G3, G. Turner Howard III. You can check them out online at g3helpme.com or call 865-558-8030, serving all of East Tennessee. With over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. Again, that's g3helpme.com. Sometimes we have to reset the G3 Help Me hotlines every now and then. It's what we're doing behind the scenes right now. So, pretty interesting stuff. Talking about this baseball game coming up, Tennessee Virginia on Sunday evening in Omaha. And I know Bobby's had been spotted at some of these baseball games as well, so we'll get his thoughts on that. All right, let's try again. I think I hear him now. Bobby Mays, good afternoon.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, my man? How are you?
I'm great. Just happy to wake up another day in Big Orange Country.
There you go. Now, first of all, tell us about this alumni game that you're putting together over at William Blount. That's a darn who's who of former Vols in that thing.
Yeah, man, I just wanted one of the things I wanted to do was connect guys of all different, you know, times to come together. Got a special call yesterday from Allen Houston saying he wanted to come out and just be a part of it. So it's good, you know, for all these volunteers. We always say VFL, but I want these guys to know how much they love. Not everybody has had the opportunity to spend a lot of time after they played in Knoxville, so I wanted to bring an awesome event, you know, packed out crowd with some of the best players to ever put on orange and white.
Oh, man, Allen Houston, that warms my soul, Bobby. That I grew up watching him. That was my first favorite basketball Vol back in the day. He's going to be at William Blount for the game?
Yeah, he's going to coach. He said he's a little older now. So he didn't want to get out there and break no bones, but he definitely wanted to come coach, you know, guys like Damon Johnson, guys like Vincent Yarborough and Slay, some of the older guys that, the history, I mean, we all know what those guys was able to do. So for them to be a part of this event and give everybody an opportunity to see these guys, I mean, it's something that's never been done before, and that's things I like to do.
Man, that's fantastic. It's so cool to see you guys have stayed in contact through the years. The brotherhood that exists among the former players, that wasn't something that we heard a lot about really prior to, I would say, the Bruce Pearl era. But Bobby, you guys seem to have a real genuine bond together. How important has that, you know, maintaining those relationships through the years been for you?
Man, it's been great. You know, when I first got to Tennessee, I think guys like Juwan Smith, guys like Ron Slay, even the guy that had left, like Duke Cruz, you know, was impactful on telling me the do's and the don'ts and, you know, showing me the ropes and how to be successful. And so, you know, I always had a special liking to all the guys that played after me, guys like Jordan McRae, you know, guys like Kyle Alexander and Lamonte and Schofield and Grant, you know, even guys like Quay Parker and Hubs, you know, that list goes on and on. I always kept in contact with them guys and just letting them know if they ever needed anything, you know, that I'd be here. You know, got a special call for Chris Lofton because everybody want to know. I mean, you got this big list, but Chris, you know, had an engagement. You know, he was supposed to go to a wedding, but especially after seeing the list, he like, man, I told him, I said, you might got to Zoom the wedding. I mean, you can't, you know what I mean? It's, because I might perform at halftime. I put on for Tennessee. I ain't never did that live. I said, you don't want to miss this. And so, you know, we're going to see some special guests. I mean, Skylar McBee is in Colorado. You know, he's always been special to me just because he was, you know, a walk-on player. And when guys went down, he played great, always, you know, looked to find him. He was like my Chris Lofton. And so he's in Colorado, and he's flying all the way back in to play. And so it'd be great just to see him because, you know, his story, you know, from watching a guy like him from Granger County, you know, go from a walk-on to being a scholarship player, I think that's just, you know, it's not too many bigger stories than that. And so it'd be good to see him and see all these guys, guys like J.P. Prince, you know, and Brian Williams, you know, them guys haven't seen each other since the 2010 Elite Eight loss. So there's going to be a lot of joking, a lot of playing, you know, opportunity for the fans to get autographs signed and things like that. You know, tickets, you know, are being sold online. They're moving at a rapid pace. So I hope, you know, as many people as possible could get on there because it's definitely going to be, you know, a sold-out event, which we have the games before that. You know, the kid with one arm is playing against B.J. Edwards. And so, you know, his story is sensational. So just trying to put together an awesome event, you know, through COVID. A lot of people this year, the Tennessee fans, I feel really bad for Jaden Springer just not being a chance to play in a packed out crowd.
Yeah.
Getting fans to, you know, get autographs out of the game. You think about it, I mean, he missed all of that.
Yep.
You know, so he really doesn't even have, you know, idea of how special Thompson Bowden Arena can be. And so hopefully some of those young guys get to just come back and just get to get an atmosphere.
Yeah, we talked about that several times during the season, just how what a bummer it was that, you know, both Jaden and Keon weren't going to get to experience that, because it was pretty obvious early in the year that those guys were only going to be there for 1 year, Bobby. But, you know, they played some big games too. You know, Kentucky and Kansas was here. I mean, that Kansas Saturday night, Bobby Mays, the roof would have been blowing off TBA that night.
Oh, man, they would have been, you know, that would have been Jerry Packhouse, I call it. Not Jerry Stackhouse, I call it Jerry Packhouse. And that's what it would have been. The table would have been set. So, like I said, man, I'm so excited. I know all the guys are excited. They constantly calling, and, you know, everybody just can't wait to see each other and get together. And so I just think, man, it's going to be special.
So this is Saturday, July 3rd. That's, I believe, 2 weeks from tomorrow, out at William Blount High School. This is where can folks find tickets for it?
You can go online to www.bmayselite.com. And when you go to the website, as soon as you click on the website, you can go there. And, we got floor seats. We got, you know, different sections. And it's just like, just the response that we've gotten so fast is just unbelievable. But, you know, like I said, when you got a star-studded event like this, you expect nothing but the best.
All right, so bmayselite.com. Man, you've really built you've got a little AAU, not even just a pure basketball empire that you're building out here in East Tennessee, Bobby. It's pretty impressive, everything that you've put together.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was just, you know, for me, growing up in the D.C., Maryland area, you know, if it wasn't for the program, D.C. Blue Devils, which me, Ty Lawson, and Kevin Durant played on, there's no way I would have had that vision to make it out where I was from. And you know, I was exposed to the game. And so when I was done here playing in Tennessee, after being overseas, I noticed there was a lot of kids here like Jordan Bowden that had potential, but just they didn't have a program to give them the exposure. And so, we started B-Maze Elite. And fast forward to the day, you know, we've had McDonald All-Americans. We have our first draft pick. We had guys like T. Higgins, you know, guys like Bowden. You know, we've had so many guys. Brandon Huntley Hatfield is at Tennessee now. There's a top five player in the country, and the list just goes on and on. I think we have 27 kids playing Division I basketball right now. So just, you know, all across. And so giving these kids in East Tennessee an opportunity for, you know, their dreams to come true means a lot to me, and that's why we built the B-Maze Elite Gym in West Knoxville, where these kids can, you know, stay off the streets and have a safe place to come and play. And so it'd be good for those guys. A lot of people don't get a chance to see these guys early on, and so, we got games going from 3 o'clock to 6, and so, you know, you'll get a chance to see a lot of good basketball and get to see the future and what they look like.
Now, tell us a little bit about Brandon Huntley Hatfield. You mentioned he played on your program. I saw a picture of him earlier this week, Bobby, working out with the guys over at UT. He does not look like your typical freshman.
Yeah, no, he don't look like he's 17 years old. But years ago, when I discovered him in Clarksville, he had a lot of goals. You know, he wasn't even a ranked player before he came to the program. Nobody knew who he was, but he worked his tail off. He had an amazing growth spurt. You know, he has an amazing, just ability to learn and willing to learn. And so at 17 years old, you know, he has the body of a 27 or 28-year-old. But, you know, the sky's the limit for him. When you got a guy 6'10", 6'11", with that skill set, you know, that's the Michael Beasley's, the Durant's, you know, the Anthony Davis, you know, guys like that that we don't see so often. And so I'm looking at this list of guys, we've never had a guy that I can remember at Tennessee with that size and skill set. You know what I mean? And so I think it'll be a special time, and hopefully, you know, due to COVID, that he can get an opportunity to experience, you know, a normal college a freshman year like I wish all the guys to have.
Talking with Bobby Mays this afternoon on Fan Run Radio. Bobby, ask another about another guy that's involved with your program there, Tamba over at Catholic, 7-footer, really unique story. A lot of speculation that, you know, he's supposed to be a senior in high school coming up. There's a lot of speculation that he might be able to reclassify and enroll early, perhaps right here in Knoxville at UT. Is that something you can speak on as far as something that might happen?
Well, I don't, you know, Tamba, I will say this, you know, coming from the Congo, you know, his story is, I mean, there is no bigger, you know, coming from the Congo. He didn't speak English or never played basketball. Now, he was 6'8 at 13 years old, but he didn't know how to put the ball in a hole or dribble, and he couldn't speak English at all. And so for him to, you know, go to a school like Catholic and have, I think, a 4.43 GPA and all honors courses and learn the language and learn the game, and, you know, just even be in a position to, you know, have these Division I scholarships, I mean, that's just a testament of that, you know, you could do anything that you put your mind to, because here's a kid that left his whole family behind and came, you know, to the States by himself and, you know, and has done some great things in terms of the schooling and things of that nature. You know, I don't know exactly where he's at, but I know that he has a tons of options. And that, you know, the sky's the limit for that young man.
Interesting. Now, Bobby, you have all these great players now that are coming through your program, and you get to talk to all the big names in college basketball, coaches coming through you, not just Rick Barnes, but from all over the country, right? When you talk to some of these other coaches, they know you played at Tennessee. They know your program's here in West Knoxville. Orange is one of the colors. Do they just assume – oh, man, you know, Bobby's going to steer these kids towards Tennessee? Or do they come at it knowing that they're going to get a fair chance to recruit players in your program?
Well, I think they know that they're going to get a fair chance. You got some guys that say, you know, I played at Tennessee, but I played at Oklahoma, too. And I played at Hutchinson Junior College, too. And so I think, you know, for me as a program director and things of that nature, it's always about what's best for the kid. And like I noted before, we got 28 kids playing Division I basketball. Well, only 3 of them played in Tennessee. So, you know, I'm not great with the percentages, but the percentages say we got a kid at Auburn, Georgetown, Vanderbilt, you know, all over Florida. You know, so we've had kids at all places. I think the kids that just get highlighted from the program are the ones that go to Tennessee because we in Knoxville and because I played at Tennessee. But I want these kids to go, you know, as far and where they want to go. It's all about fit, and it's, you know, Coach Barnes does a great job, but a lot of other coaches around the country do a great job too. And I never wanted, you know, to be known as like I'm just trying to push a guy to Tennessee, because every kid that has chose Tennessee has chosen because they thought that was the best fit for them and their family, you know, not because, you know, I went to Tennessee, you know what I mean? And so that's kind of like where we at with that.
Awesome. All right, Bobby, we'll let you run here. Appreciate your time this afternoon. You were spotted by the ESPN cameras at Lindsey Nelson Stadium last weekend for one of those Tennessee baseball games. Have you gotten college baseball fever like the rest of Knoxville?
Yeah, I did. Honestly, you know, the past couple weekends I went to, you know, came to all the games. And, you know, prior to it, you know, I'm not going to fabricate. I had never been to a baseball game before, but, you know, I went to the first game I ever went. We hit that walk-away grand slam. Then we came back, played again and won. And then last weekend I was at both games. I think Grant came in for a game. And, it, you know, it's amazing. You know, I met the coach a couple times before, and I knew that they were doing something special. And I knew that he was doing something special, you know, besides, you know, everybody just talking about how nice of a handsome guy he looks. But besides that, I think he's a great coach, and I think he's bringing some guys in, and it's been fun. And I tell you, that's the one thing about Knoxville. It's like, I think if we had a water polo team and they started to win and they were going, that everybody would support. So to see from week 1 to week 2 and all the students out there and all the fans and the atmosphere. It's just, I mean, it was great. And I think it just feels good to win. You know what I mean? When you were part, like I went back and just finished my degree this past spring. And so now I can officially call myself an alumni because I joke all the time. I didn't know you technically had to graduate before you call yourself alumni. I was having alumni games before, and I ain't even graduate. So now that I'm done and I'm finished, you know, looking at it from an alumni is proud to just be a part of a university or play somewhere that's just winning. And so they going to Omaha, like Peyton say, and hopefully they can win it all.
Mm. Great stuff. Bobby, always appreciate you, man. Thanks for jumping on the show. Thanks for everything you do for East Tennessee basketball, man. I don't think it's a coincidence that the game and interest in the game has grown a lot since you showed up 12, 13 years ago, however long it's been, man. You do great work.
All right, thanks. And I look forward to seeing y'all at the game. Y'all ain't getting off the hook like that.
Well, we have to go to bmayselite.com to get those tickets, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
All right, man.
We get you in there. All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bobby.
All right.
Bobby Mays making his presence felt. That dude's got some unique energy to him, man.
Yeah.
Gotta love B. Mays.
Yeah, he's very unique. They broke the mold. He's one of my all-time favorite Vols. He just played with an edge.
Just another example, like Bruce Pearl, like Tony Vitello, like so many others, if you love Tennessee – Tennessee will love you back, and he's one of the classic examples of that.
I mean, we talked about it a bunch. I mean, who's done more for basketball in East Tennessee in the past 20 years?
Yeah, he's still so young, man. I mean,
he's just
scratching the surface of what his program is going to be, and you've already seen the kind of players that have come through that program, and who knows what the next 20 years or so.
No telling.
And like you said, this is a guy who was born in Washington, played his first college ball in Oklahoma, and then came to Tennessee as a transfer, right? So to think this is where he landed as a transfer player is really where he has found his roots. That's really cool to think about. It shows how welcoming of an environment East Tennessee is.
Mm. Stay with us. The Drive continues. We're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive. So you're...
Fan Run Radio, The Drive rages on. Young River Bailey furiously preparing for his next update. The top five coming up here in about 15 minutes. We'll have a look at your leaderboard out at San Diego, Torrey Pines, the U.S. Open round two underway as we speak this afternoon. Let's go to the phones. ZR is next. Good afternoon, ZR.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, ZR?
Man, Bobby Mays is awesome.
Isn't he, though?
Yes, he is. I mean, that guy's done so much for Knoxville basketball, and he's helping UT out as well. I love that about him.
Well, at the same time, he's also who he's most importantly helping out are the young men.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of them that would never have any shot at going to college.
Well, what did he say? Out of the 23, 24 players, whatever it was that he's put, that his program has put into D1 schools, only three of them have gone to Tennessee. And that's just D1. So a lot of those guys end up playing D2 or NAIA, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a tremendous opportunity that really wasn't there before.
We sure have had some cool players playing that Bruce Pearl era. My gosh, it was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
How come we got rid of Bruce Pearl? Did he cook a hamburger?
It was a little more than a hamburger.
You know why. You know why, ZR. You know why we had to get rid of him.
Oh, we got rid of them to protect the football team. Is that right?
No. No, take the tinfoil hat off. He lied to the NCAA.
Oh,
He said things that weren't true. He told you knew that he lied. You know it. Don't play dumb with me, ZR.
Guys, isn't it refreshing that FAH is no longer over there?
Oh, don't do this again. What are you doing?
We are the champions, my sheep. We'll keep on fighting to the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, because we got rid of the Hoghead. Oh, God!
Why do we keep taking his phone calls?
Because he's a legend.
Why do you answer when he calls in?
Because the phone rings. I answer every call.
That's true. It's my fault.
It's First Amendment. You told me when I first joined the show.
You're right. I shouldn't. It's on me. I shouldn't go to him. I shouldn't take the phone call.
Why? That was a great call. It was a great call.
It's on me.
Great.
Got to look in the mirror. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show this afternoon. Oh, we have reached extra time. England and Scotland, Braveheart at the Euros, and we are scoreless as we have just under a minute or so to play. And oh my goodness, all heck is breaking loose right now. I can't believe they're not going to blow the whistle. Folks, it's insanely exciting right now. Whenever somebody scores a goal at the Euros, it's twice as exciting on FanDuel because they're paying out double the winnings when you bet on a player to score during a Euro 2020 game. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and enter promo code DRIVE1 and pick your goal scorer for a shot at 2x the payout. We have some huge games coming up tomorrow. England is playing right now. France plays Hungary tomorrow. Portugal and Germany. Are you kidding, Bear? Ronaldo is going to be in action once again against the Germans. Mm-hmm. You saw that own goal. Kind of a must-win situation for Die Mannschaft in the Euros tomorrow. Who will score? Will it be Ronaldo? Will it be one of Germany's Chelsea guys, Kai Havertz, or Timo Werner? Tune in, find out, put a little money on it over at FanDuel. No matter who you pick, FanDuel is going to double your payout up to $250. And you'll have your bonus in less than 72 hours. There's no better place to bet Euro 2020 than FanDuel Sportsbook. You got to love FanDuel, folks. You know what they got. America's number one sportsbook. The best betting lines. Lots of promotions for new and existing customers. Fast payouts, and a safe, secure, easy-to-use app. Sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook with our promo code DRIVE1 and choose any player in the anytime goal scorer market for a chance to double your winnings. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $250. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Coming up, hour number three. It's going to be outstanding. Tony Vitello set to join the show live from Omaha.
Wow. I cannot believe it. We're going to be talking to TV just a couple of days before they hit the World Series for the first time in well over 15 years. This is awesome.
I'm pretty pumped up, not going to lie. Pretty fired up. Sometimes that 5 o'clock hour, the third hour on a Friday, the 15th hour of live radio that we've pumped out in a week, sometimes, I'm not going to say I mail it in, but maybe the effort isn't 100%. Maybe we're not leaning into it quite as hard. Today, I'm feeling it, boys. I'm feeling it, and we're going to we're going to get after it. It's a final now. England and Scotland have battled for 90 minutes at the Euros, and they walk off the field scoreless. Another exhilarating 0-0 tie. It happens. It happens. A defensive struggle, if you will. They're going crazy in Scotland. Sometimes a tie feels like
really?
A win.
Wow.
Sometimes a tie feels like a win, man. Have we ever had a tie that feels like a win?
Yes, back in the 80s there were some in football, maybe one or two.
Couple of ties that felt like a loss.
Yeah, Georgia Tech, looking at you. Steve Gorman said that game was a plate of cold eggs. It's pretty good.
Cold eggs, gross.
That is nasty.
That's not good. I remember tying Colorado in 1990. That felt like that was disappointing because we led a lot of that game. And as I recall, I can't remember if it was Cobb or Webb. I guess it would have been Webb because Cobb was kicked off in 89, right?
Yes.
We finished that game. Chuck Webb had broken loose, and time ran out before he could get to the sideline. If he could have gotten out of bounds, we could have kicked a field goal to beat Colorado. And that was the year Colorado shared the national championship with Georgia Tech, 1990.
Yeah, we were
– we used to have split national champions. River,
King, the King was close for several years there. He just could not get it all together.
And then – later that year, we tied Auburn where we went down to Jordan-Hare, jumped out way ahead of them, and then they mounted a furious comeback and
we choked at the
missed
end,
a field goal. Yeah, right at the end. Yeah. That would have won it. That felt like a loss.
Yeah.
And that's a perfect example because Auburn fans were going crazy. You go back, watch this game on YouTube, and at the end of the game, it's a tied game.
Oh, there was
and they're acting like they won.
I think it was an Alabama game. Technically, it's a win for us now because they had to vacate it.
93, yeah.
But that one felt like a loss. Go to hell, David Palmer. I'm a clown.
Let's go back to the phones. Brad is up next. Hello, Brad. You're on the drive.
Tony Vitello, coach of the year. How about that, boys?
How about them apples?
You think that's going to make that price tag go a little bit higher at the end of the year?
I think the price tag goes a little bit higher with each passing day. We were visiting with Rusty Enzer in hour number one. In case you missed it, go back and listen on the podcast. But as he said, listen, every win, the price tag goes a little bit higher. What if we win a national championship? You know, if there really is a quote-unquote offer on the table right now, if we win the national championship, don't you have to rip that offer up and do it over again?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think it's a whole different ball game then. Yeah. Do you know if usually coaches have things in their contract if they win Coach of the Year or if they go to a national championship game, they get a bonus? Do you know if Tony Vitello has anything like that in his contract?
I'm sure he does. But the interesting thing about it, Brad, they signed – he and all the other coaches about a year ago signed a waiver that they were going to waive all their bonuses this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because of COVID. And so
football coach.
He's already missed out on several on winning the East. He should have gotten a bonus. And then going to the NCAA tournament would have netted him a bonus. Making it to Omaha would have netted him a bonus. And he already signed away his rights to all that. Now, he's more than going to make it up on the back end because he made $600,000 in salary this year, and he's fixing to go up well over $1 million. So he's going to make more than all that up and whatever his new salary ends up being. But
that's right.
Technically, yes. And his new contract will have a bunch of incentives in it.
That's right. And we had the guys like Phillip Fulmer and Jeremy Pruitt not giving anything back and just doing all the taking. So, yeah, I remember that now. Hey, Russell, I enjoyed that interview with Bobby Mays. I was wondering why you didn't ask him why he didn't change the venue to the Butch Jones Assembly Center and Arena over at Catholic High School.
It's
see you, Bear.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate the phone call.
He's lucky. That deserved a flush. I'll get you next time, Brad. When you least expect it, you'll hear the golden sound of the foghorn in the toilet.
Is there a – do they have a name for the gym? Is it named after anybody over there? Like the Butch Bowl?
I think one of the nuns or something. I'm not sure. It's named after somebody. I can't remember who. Not Butch.
Stay with us.
That's a Butch Jones TV on the scoreboard. It's not the Butch Bowl. It's Dorman Blaine Stadium, buddy.
It says it right over the gates as you walk in.
Don't get it twisted.
Welcome to the house Butch Jones built.
Yeah, no. You're an idiot.
The Butch Bowl, where dreams are made.
I'm just going to cut you off. You're going to keep lying to our listeners like that.
Okay.
All right. We got hour number three coming up. Head baseball coach of your Diamond Vols, Tony Vitello, will be joining at 5:20. Should be electric. This is a drive. Back with more after this.
The Drive.